The Gemara in Tainis on Chav Ches Amid Beis 28b discusses the different days of year when it's obligated to say a full Hallel. And in the Gemara over there, it discusses Rosh Chodesh is not on the list. It's only a half a Hallel. Is Lav Midaraisa. So it's mashmer from the Gemara in Tainis Chav Ches Amid Beis that in Rosh Chodesh it's not Daraisa, but on the other 18 days, perhaps the Hallel is Daraisa. So as we'll see, so from this Gemara it appears Hallel is Daraisa. On the other hand, we have a Gemara in Brachas, Yud-Dawud Amin Aleph 14a, that Hallel is only Midrabanan. On the other hand, we have a Gemara in Psachim, Kuf Yud-Zayin Amin Aleph, which seems to imply that it was the Nevi'im who established Hallel, perhaps Divrei Kabbalah. So we find the different themes in the Rishonim in terms of who the different Shitas. So on one hand, we find the Bahag. The Bahag Shita is that, and the Ramban quotes it, that the recitation of Hallel on these days is a mitzvah min ha-Torah. And the Ramban explains, if you're home, it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah. Where does it, if it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah, so what's the source? So the Ramban gets two different sources. He says, it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, because we don't find any pasuk about it. So it's either halacha l'moshe m'sinai, or it's based on the fact that it's part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So the Bahag clearly states it's Daraisa, and perhaps according to the Bahag, or even according to others, the Ramban, that maybe you could make a distinct, you could reconcile. In other words, the obligation to say Hallel is biblical, but the actual text is only rabbinical. Like we find, let's say, by Tefillah, according to the Rambam, it's Mitzvah Aseh L'Shpalo B'Chol Yom, but the text is only, it's not Shekinesis HaGedolah instituted, or we have by Chol Hamoed, there's a discussion about whether Chol Hamoed is an Issa D'Oraisa, or is given over to the rabbis to explain. So too, that's what we have, that could be the issue over here by Hallel, because there's a Machokas in the Gemara Psachim, Kuf Yud Zayin, who institutes the first one to make the text of Hallel, as we know, was it Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael, or was it David HaMelech? So if it was Klal Yisrael, so you could argue it's Daraisa. If it's David HaMelech, it's harder to say it's a mitzvah min haTorah. So if you hold it's Daraisa, you could reconcile the other Gemaras by saying the text is Darabanan. That's the Shitas Bahag, the Ramban, as the source for Hallel min haTorah. You have the Rambam Shita, Maimonides, in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam seems to say that Hallel is only min haMidrabanan. So you have the Bahag, Hallel is min haTorah. You have the Rambam that seems to say it's all Takanas Chachamim. And then you have, and of course we could just say he's talking about the text, but that's what the Rambam writes. All Kriyas HaHallel is Darabanan. Then you have the Shitas HaRavid, who goes from a more compromised position. He says it's not min haTorah, it's not Midrabanan, it's Midivrei Kabbalah. It's from the words of the prophet. And that's the whole discussion here in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, about when is, you know, is Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Dami? Is Divrei Kabbalah Kedrabanan? Does it need Chizuk or not? So the Ravid seems to go with the Gemara in Psachim, which seems to say it was the Nevi'im who instituted it. And an interesting sheet of the Ramban, Nechmanides, in the Sefer HaMitzvos. As we said, according to the Ramban, the source of Ha'omenat Torah is either Halacha Moshe Misinai, or it's quoted in Mitzvah Simchas Yantav, so he has an interesting distinction. He says, the Halo and the Mo'adim, and the Yom Tovah Madaraisa. However, the Hallel of Chanukah is only rabbinic in nature. So you have four shittas in the Rishonim. You have the Bahag, it's the Raisa. You have the Rambam, it's the Rabbanan. You have the Ravid, it's Midivrei Kabbalah. And you have the Ramban, the Moadim is the Raisa. The Chanukah is only the Rabbanan. On the other hand, in the Achronim, you also find the shittas that the Shagars Aryeh, in Simon, I think Samach Tes, the Ramban, as the Shagras Aryeh writes, that Hallel is only Durabanan, and that's why he talks about Safek Durabanan Wakua. If you're not sure, we have a general principle. If you're not sure on a biblical mitzvah, you go back. If you're not sure on a rabbinical mitzvah, Safek Durabanan Wakua. The Chasim Sofer is the famous Chasim Sofer, on the other hand. In the Tshuvas Chasim Sofa, he's in Yeridea, he's in Or HaChaim, different places he discusses it. So the famous Chasim Sofer, he actually goes the opposite of the Ramban we just mentioned. That Hallel in general is Drabanan, but the Hallel established for Chanukah is a Daraisa. In other words, as we'll see, as opposed to the Netziv. The Netziv in the Hamik Shaila, I think Shaila Chavav, as he explains the Shultas to Rav Achaigon, so the Netziv over there seems to be a Machokas Chasim Sofer. The Netziv writes that Hallel is biblical only B'Shas HaNes, but the rest of the time is rabbinic. In other words, everyone quotes a machokas in the Tziv and the Ramban that everyone agrees, let's assume, perhaps B'Shas HaNes, Chanukah, the first time they said the Hallel, B'Shas HaNes. So that was the Raisa. The Shaila is, what about the subsequent year? So the Chasim Sofer writes that not only is Hallel the first year the Raisa on Chanukah, but Hallel is Daraisa always, every year. And the Tziv says, no, it's only Daraisa B'Shas HaNes, the rest of the years is Midrabanan. And then you have another compromise position, the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Chanukah, Paragimo Halacha Vav. He wants to give, he says, the Pashas HaRambam, that Hallel's Durabanan. He wants to say, more like the Ravid, that going to the Rambam, Hallel is Midivrei Kabbalah, like the Gemara in Pesachim. But only the Hallel at specific times, that's Durabanan. So, as opposed to saying it's the Raisa and Durabanan, So that's why you have different shittas in the Rishonim, Achronim, and whether Hallel is Daraisa, Durabanan, or Midivrei Kabbalah, because you have Gemaras implying all three. The Shaila is, which is the Iker, and how do you reconcile? So again, so you have in the Rishonim, you have the Bahag, Daraisa, you have the Rambam, Durabanan, you have the Ravid, Midivrei Kabbalah, and you have the Ramban, the Moadim, Daraisa, Bachanaka is only Durabanan. On the other hand, in the Achronim, you have the Shagras Aryeh seems to go with the standard Rambam, that it's only Durabanan. You have the Chasim Sofer, who says the opposite of the Ramban. The Ramban says, all the Moadim, the Raisa, Chanukah, Durabanan. The Chasim Sofer says, no. That Chanukah is a Hallel Shonais. That's a, Chanukah is a Daraisa, even on subsequent years. Well, while the other Hallel is only Drabanan, and the Netziv disagrees and says Hallel is only Daraisa B'Shas HaNes, but subsequent years it's only Drabanan. And then they have the Magid Mishu, who understands the Rambam more like the Ravid, that it's midirei Kabbalah, and perhaps the text is only Darabanan. So that's the machokes regarding whether Hallel is the Oraisa or Darabanan. For another shir, we know it is a major machokes. And what about Hallel? Whether you Hallel on Chatzi, Hallel on the rest of Pesach. What's the status of that Hallel? So the Rambam seems to say that any half Hallel, whether it's Hanukkah, any half Hallel, whether it's Rosh Chodesh or it's the rest of Pesach, that's only a minuk. While the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that the Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is a minig, B'chol Emay Pesach and Shvi Sho Pesach, that's a special Takanas Chachamim to say Yaf Hallel. So that's a debate between the Ramban and the Rambam. Everyone agrees you're saying Yaf Hallel. Is that different than the, if it's different than Rosh Chodesh? No, again, to Rosh Chodesh itself is a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam holds you don't make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel. What we do is a machlokes machaba rama, that we go, that the Rambam holds no bracha. Rabbeinu Tam holds there is a bracha. And that's what we'll get into with the Chatzi Hallel. Sometimes Chatzi Hallel and Rosh Chodesh is definitely a minig. There's a debate whether you make a bracha or not. And what text do you make? And regarding Chatzi Hallel and Chol HaMoed Pesach, that's a machokes, the Rambam, Ramban, whether it's also a minig, any Chatzi Hallel is a minig, or that there's a distinction, even if you would make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, maybe you would make one on Chol HaMoed and Shvi Sho Pesach. We'll have to get into more.